coach on the road with the MLB Stars of the Game, and I got the man here, JB. How we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Just fine. Now, you know, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes and what it's like being a major league ball player. So what's this experience been like for you?
It's been great, man. You know, obviously, I had some high aspirations growing up as a kid, want to go play college ball, hopefully, get drafted and stuff like that. But making it to the big league level, being able to travel all over the country, see new things, meet people, and, play at the highest level every night, it's a dream come true.
So you say you had that dream of playing in the big leagues one day, huh?
I did. It was basketball and baseball back then. I thought I was going to be, number one overall draft pick in both, but baseball was the one that worked out.
Basketball and baseball. So now you're trying to make more than think you're an athlete, huh?
I was trying. I was jumping, throwing. I was doing it all. So.
Kids think you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day. They don't understand the dues you got to pay.
Yeah, I remember getting drafted that first fall. You get drafted in, whatever it is, June, sign in August. That first fall, I got a couple of text messages from friends like, hey, I'm watching the Pirates game. Like, are you on the bench? I'm like, oh, man, I'm a few years away. I'm in West Virginia right now. But, yeah, it's a grind. You got to work your way up through the minor leagues. A few levels you got to get through. Some people it takes a couple of years. Some people it takes 10. But we're all happy once we get up here.
Speaking of the Pirates, that's one of the teams I scout for. I scouted under Billy Brick. So, that make us brothers now.
There we go.
So, in that journey, that road to getting to the big leagues, I always tell my guys, it's all about getting opportunities. Scouts know you out there. Where did that opportunity come for you?
I don't know. I think that just growing up, I was always, just following my dad around. Whatever he thought was best, I went with. We would change teams. He had me playing up. When I was 14, I was playing on like a 16U team, trying to get to as many tournaments as I could. And once I got drafted, then it was, all about the team and where they projected you, and that's the type of playing time that you got.
So you was a shorty playing up with the big boys. Now you're trying to make more of this think you was really the bad.
Hopefully I didn't peak too early, but yeah, I had a good run growing up.
So what's this big league experience like?
It's awesome, man. I feel like just first class travel, first class staying at the Ritz out here. It's like everything that you could possibly imagine. You get to fly your family in. It's a dream come true, and it's living the dream every day. Obviously, it's still work. You still got to show up and put the hours in, sweat, work out and whatnot, but at the end of the day, you're still playing the game that you know and love growing up.
The Ritz, they won't even let me on that block.
I know, it's wild. It's a joke, actually. But
so, they say this is a kid's game to grown men are playing. What do you say about that?
See,
look at this. Look at this, Mike. Look at this. Come on here, Mike. See? There you go. He come here treat me like a stepchild. Get T.A. over there. See, T.A. come here and still treat the coach like a stepchild. I got to talk to you about T.A. He be treating me like a stepchild. All right, now see, you made me lose my train of thought. All right, who were some of the guys you idolized coming? Last two questions. Who were some of the guys?
Ken Griffey Jr. was a big one for me. Barry Bonds. I liked Alex Rodriguez. I liked Josh Hamilton. Sluggers back then. I dig the long ball. Homers.
You go name all the heavyweights, huh?
Heavyweights, yeah.
So you get that every kid dream playing in the big leagues. You get that call, you're going to the big leagues. Walk in that locker room for the very first time and see your uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
Surreal. Each call-up is special, going from single-A, double-A, and double-A, triple-A and whatnot. But that last one, you get called up to the big leagues, and everything's bigger. The clubhouse is bigger. Your uniform is nicer. The food's nicer and whatnot. And I'll never forget it. It was a Friday night game against the Cubs, actually. We were playing in PNC Park, and it was a sold-out crowd. Got my first hit against Arrieta that night, so that was cool.
Did you cry?
No.
He don't want him, but he cried.
After the game, not during the game. Okay. After the game, good.
Coach on the road with the man, JB.
Appreciate you.
Coming to the Chicago Softland, a league of our own, independent developmental baseball league. I need you to help get the word out. This league is for baseball players chasing that dream of playing professional baseball. Nonstop baseball, statewide trials, looking for committed and sincere baseball players only. For tryout dates, times, and location, go to a leagueofourown247.com. That's a leagueofourown, the number 247.com. Who will be the first to share this info? A leagueofourown247.com.